Seventh one is right mindfulness.
第七是正念。
The eighth one is right concentration.
第八是正定。
Consisting of these eight, or these eight form the path to nirvana, I have no time to explain these things in detail.
这八项通往涅槃之道，我没有太多的时间向诸位做报告。This
is the eightfold path, Aryatthangika Magga.
这是八正道，圣人之道。So,
the Lord Buddha taught us four things. Dukkha, unsatisfactory of life in the world. First one.
所以佛陀告诉我们的四件事情，第一是苦圣地，人生的不如意。
Second one is samudaya, the cause of the continuity of this unsatisfactory life.
第二是极圣地。 这个苦人生的延续原因。
The third is freedom from this unsatisfactoriness or nirvana.
第三，灭圣地，从苦得到解脱。
The fourth is the way leading to nirvana.
第四， 道地，通往涅槃的方法。These
are called the Four Noble Truths.
这就是四圣地。So
Buddhism is the full explanation of these Four Noble Truths.
所以所谓的佛教、佛法就是这四圣地的解释。Apart
from these four things, there is no Buddhism.
除了这圣地之外，就不是佛法了。Now,
in short, without description, in short, in brief, I have explained to you what Buddhism is.
所以，很简单的，很扼要的，我用非常简洁的语言向诸位说明。 什么是佛教?
So you have gathered some knowledge by listening to me carefully.
诸位听了我的报告，要仔细的思考。Read
Buddhist books and grow your knowledge of Buddhism and take advantage of that knowledge.
佛书 都可以增加诸位的知识。And
that is the way which makes you nearer and nearer towards full freedom nirvana.
阅读佛书就是带领诸位更接近涅槃的方法。Now,
I am going to conclude or put an end to my talk. You have listened to me very carefully, very attentively. Therefore, I must thank you all. May you be happy. May you live long. May, by the grace of the Holy Trinity, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you live long, a happy life, a good religious life. May you attain to nirvana.
现在我想结束我的报告，诸位很仔细、很专注的在听我的演讲，我应该感谢诸位，祝福大家吉祥如意、长命百岁。 愿佛法僧加批诸位。
According to our custom in Sri Lanka, when we preach, when we give a Dhamma talk, we have to transfer our merit that we acquired by that to Devas, gods, Bodhisattvas. Ettavata ca mehi sambasam punya sampadam sabbe devanumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata ca mehi sambasam punya sampadam sabbe devanumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata ca mehi sambasam punya sampadam sabbe devanumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya.
功德回向
Finish.
Now we have a question. How to concentrate our six organs? How to concentrate our six organs?
Control.
You have to examine your body. You know, these five senses are the part of our body. Our body is a skeleton covered with flesh. Flesh, sinews, blood, and very many impure things. Such is the nature of our body. It is covered with a skin. You better think of that. Think of your body. It is a skeleton covered with impure things. When you think it, this kind of meditation over and over again, easily you can control your senses.
诸位必须关照你的身体，一关你的身体就可以发现，你的身体是由各种的部位，比如说肌肉、腱、血液。 种种所构成的，而这些构成身体器官的部分都是不净的，如此反复的观，就可以督摄六根。
Any other question?
大法苗开示，对于净土法门有何看法？
Your opinion about the Pure Land teaching, Pure Land Buddhism in China.
Pure Land Buddhism, paradise world.
That's the repetition of the Buddha's name.
Paradise world. Paradise world.
Sukhavati.
Loka. Brahma Loka.
Space is infinite. You know, the sky, space is infinite. There is no end. If you go to this end in the sky, go, no end. This side, if you go in the sky, if you fly in the sky, there is no end. The space is infinite. Therefore, there are millions and millions world systems. Among these world systems, there may be different kinds of worlds. So, there is no question about Sukhavati.
这个世间虚空是无尽的，您往这个方向一直飞过去的话，那是没有尽头的。 您往另一个方向前进的话，又是没有尽头的。我们这个虚空是无边无尽的，也就是说， 有无数无边的三千大千世界，在这个大无尽的这么多的三千大千世界里面，就有极乐世界的存在，因此极乐世界是不容置疑的。这个问题是大长老开示，苦的来源是因为我们有太多的贪欲，如何来降低或是根除这些贪欲呢？
ආසාවල් නිසා අපි උපදිනවා කියලා මේ ආසාවල් කොහොමද හරවන්නේ නැති කරගන්නේ
ආසාව
ඒ දිසාය ආසාවල් නැති කරගන්නේ කොහොමද කියලා අහනවා
You desire for something You mean sensual desire I suppose sensual desire Is it If you desire for something Examine what it isSuppose you desire for a person, person's outward beauty. You have to examine what is this beauty. It is only skin deep. Under the skin what is there? Flesh, sinews, blood, phlegm, and excrement, and so many impure things.It is such a thing that has covered with the skin and it has some color. You are deceived by that. That is why you desire for that. So you have to think deeper and deeper, go and deeper, deeper, examining the thing you desire for.
诸位贪爱某件事情。某件东西，比如说爱某一个人是因为他的美色的话，您就必须来观你所贪爱的东西，也就是你爱一个人，你就来观这个人的美色是什么样的真相。在皮肤之内就是肉、血、肌、腱、唾液种种的不干净的东西，您爱这个人的美色，难道你还会去爱这么多不见不净的东西吗？
ආසාවල් වශයෙන් කියන ගේවල් දොරවල් ඉඩකඩම් යාන වාහන වලට ආස කරනවා ඒවා ඒ ආසාවල් නැති කරගන්න කොහොමද කියන එක.
Well, at once you can't remove desire. Desire for these things so long as you live. You require the natural desire. Otherwise you can't live. But too much desire is no good. So you have to understand its impermanent nature. These are impermanent. These are not permanent. These are not eternal. These are subject to change every moment. So you have to think the nature of these things, impermanent nature of these things.Then you can control your desire.
这些是欲贪，当然我们
You better try.
当然我们如果没有自然的欲望的话，就没有办法生存下去。可是我们必须要对这些欲加以仔细的关照，仔细的检查，所有的一切都是无常的，都是分秒在变化着。 您必须仔细的去观它。
阿弥陀佛，师父阿弥陀佛，感恩我们老和尚来台湾。那今天我今天晚上能来听师父开示是圣地，把我这十年的心结打开。因为灵恩山寺上面的善人老和尚，去年叫我化缘出家，今天晚上有一个嘉义善人师父打电话给我，讲了一个多小时才赶过来，他要我化缘出家。他说我年纪也不小了，不要太老太婆才出家。那我今天送地藏经的时候，我不知道为什么一直想到老和尚你本人。那刚讲是圣地的法脉，把我这十年的心中的结打开。那我很慎重跟师父请法。刚是圣地方面，我已经有了解一部分我心中的打结。慎重就是说，请问师父慈悲为我开示，我什么时候圆顶比较恰当？阿弥陀佛。
圆顶就是出家的意思。Your talk, your teaching on the Four Noble Truths has cleared my doubts for the past 10 years. Many masters asked me to become a nun. And can the Mahatera tell me when can I, or should I become a nun?
හොඳයි කියලා දැන් කාලේ කියලා නාගහරෙන් අහනවා ඒ මහාන වෙන්න කාලේ දිනේ කවද්ද කියලා
තමයි සමන්ත කැමති දවස්
සුති ජේටි
අමිතෝ සේසුකු අමිතෝ අමිතෝ පොකෝ ජේටි සුති ඔය ජේ වන්සන් කීදා ජේටි සුති为什么提到这事情呢？
这位师姐，这位师姐，谢谢你，我们把机会让给
阿弥陀佛，谢谢，谢谢。
哇，这个教是包括其他宗教吗？
Is there any possibility that all the religions can become unified or become one?All the religions, is there any possibility that all the religions become one or the same religion? All the religions become one religion. Is it possible?
If all the religions are united as one religion, it is so much better, but it never happens. It never happens.
如果万教能够合一的话，那当然是比较好的，可是却从来没有这么发生过。Here's another question. Okay, that's okay. After your death, where are you going? Will you come back to the human world? Mahatera.
නායකයන්ගේ මරණයෙන් පස්සේ කොහෙද යන්නේ කියලා අහනවා. ආයේ මේ ලෝකෙට එනවද කියලා අහනවා.
මම
නිංගි එහෙ මේ ලෝකෙට එනවද අහනවා උගන්නන්න.
What is the knowing? What is the use of knowing others? But as you ask the question, I tell you, I will be reborn once. In a certain family, I know the family. My purpose of coming once more to this world is to propagate Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma, Buddha Sasana. Only once more I will come. After that I will never come to this world.
关心自己的事情最重要了，关心别人的有什么用呢？不过既然已经提起这个问题呢，那我就要说明，我还会再来人间一次，我再回人间的目的就是弘扬佛法。